Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're going to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you very much. Now, there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
Definitely.
Thank you very much. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organization. Here's the first one. Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Yasmin Simon?
Who?
Yasmin Simon.
I don't know who that is.
That's fine. What about Roland Gutierrez?
Somewhat favorable.
Planned Parenthood?
Very favorable.
Victoria Nieve Criado?
Don't know who that is.
Colin Allred?
Very favorable.
Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Is it very or just somewhat?
Very.
Okay, thank you. What about Ron Kirk?
Very favorable.
Clay Jenkins?
Somewhat favorable.
And Nathan Johnson?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Yasmin Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Probably Ginsburg.
Ginsburg, thank you. And which of the following five issues do you care about the most, or which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Is it voting rights, like restrictions on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy? Is it guns, like sensible gun sales laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons? Is it abortion, like Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom? Is it education, like Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay, or local control, like, say, Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights?
Abortion.
Abortion. Thank you very much. And what is the next most important issue out of voting rights, guns, education, or local control?
Local control.
Local control. Thank you very much. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary for the Texas State House do you prefer? One with the most liberal positions on issues, who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message?
The second one.
The second one. Thank you very much. Next, rate is each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for a Texas State House, Yasmin Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion. The first statement is, Yasmin is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream.
So what is her against who in this decision?
Right now, we just want to know if these statements lead you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion.
Doesn't affect my opinion.
Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
So what's the most positive?
Definitely vote for, probably vote for, or does not even.
Definitely.
Thank you. The next one. The next one is, Yasmin is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Yasmin Simon's common sense problem-solving approach.
Definitely. And how much longer is this going to take?
We still have a few more questions to go. We're at 66%.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Now, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Yasmin Simon because she is a fighter with a broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November.
The last one doesn't affect.
Doesn't affect. Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education.
Probably.
Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildfire Fund, the ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dogs Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie.
That's an effect.
Thank you. Yasmin will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
I didn't understand what you said.
Yes, Yasmin will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic, killing thousands of Texans.
Probably.
Thank you. Yasmin and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities.
Doesn't affect.
It doesn't affect. Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting Texas' economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedom, denied factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses.
The first one.
Definitely both. The next one is, Yasmin Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits.
That's an effect.
That's an effect. Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration.
Probably.
Probably. The next one is, Yasmin Simon is running to end Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger.
Definitely.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, in Austin, Yasmin will stand up for local control to keep big government out of local communities.
Probably.
Probably. Thank you very much. Now, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about both Yasmin Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I don't know.
That's fine. Thank you. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Rate if each of the following statements about Yasmin Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg would cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or does not matter to you. The first one is, Yasmin's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big mega Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power.
And what are the choices?
Definitely vote against.
Oh, okay. Against. Yes. So it's all against. Definitely vote against, if that is correct.
Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment.
I gotta go. This is more than I have time for.
It is, we're already at 80%. I don't know if you have any other time where we can call you back so we can finish.
Well, I'll pass on that one. I'm not, these aren't making any sense to me.
Okay. Oh, well, or is there anybody else at home who would be interested in filling out the survey?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time then. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. Bye bye.
Goodbye. Okay.